This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses the need for people's easy access to quality health services. Development and Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament directs government to submit progress report of under-construction projects in every 3 months. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharga holds separate meetings with Chinese and American ambassadors. And Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp back into operation after 6 hours outage. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed on the need for people's easy access to quality health services. Addressing an event organized in Kathmandu to bid farewell to a 15-member team of Chinese doctors, the president said, it was challenging to produce dedicated health manpower and manage resources required to cancer patients in developing countries like Nepal. President Bhandari thanked the Chinese team of doctors who voluntarily and temporarily worked for the BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital in Bharatpur. The hospital was built with the financial and technical assistance of the Chinese government. The Development and Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament has directed the government to submit progress reports of infrastructures under construction in every 3 months. The meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday directed Education Ministry, Tourism Ministry, Finance Ministry and Urban Development Ministry to submit progress report of the under-construction projects. The 58th annual report of the Auditor General has been tabled in the meeting of the National Assembly amid the protest from the main opposition party. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Garg, on behalf of the Prime Minister, presented the annual report in yesterday's meeting. Likewise, the meeting passed a proposal of sending Food Hygiene and Quality Bill 2077 Bikram Samvat, Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077 Bikram Samvat, Archive Protection First Amendment Bill 2077 and Security Printing Bill 2077 Bikram Samvat to the Legislation Management Committee for close-wise discussion. The Supreme Court has urged media sector to publish the news related to the judiciary only after verification of the facts and details. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Supreme Court said its attention was drawn towards the media reports that Chief Justice Jolendra Samser J.B. Rana had sought his share in the Council of Ministers. The press release has stated that the appointment of ministers is solely the executive affair and the Chief Justice has no role at all towards it. The Apex Court has said the Chief Justice has been expressing commitment for making the judiciary more independent, impartial and capable. The news about the issue was published on Saturday and the Chief Justice has termed the news beyond the reality. China is all set to provide additional 1 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine in aid to Nepal. Ambassador Hao Yangshi made such remarks during a meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharga at the ministry on Monday. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Nepal-China relations support in vaccination against COVID-19 and other contemporary issues were discussed during the meeting. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharga on Monday met U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, various issues and aspects of bilateral relations were discussed. Minister Kharga thanked the U.S. government and people for their continued support to Nepal's development endeavors and its fight against COVID-19. Ambassador Berry also said he was looking forward to working together with the new administration for the betterment of the bilateral relations. The main opposition party, CPNUML, has sought information from the government regarding ordinance related to political party delay in cabinet expansion, dismissal of land-related problem resolution commission and delay in construction of strategic roads and airports. The party sought the information from the government during yesterday's National Assembly meeting. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Tamil Sinha allocated time for CPNUML lawmakers to put forth their views after they protested standing from their respective seats soon after yesterday's meeting commenced. Results of new leadership from yesterday's district conventions of Nepali Congress have begun to come out. Leader Nanda Prasad Nyupane has been elected as the President of Nepali Congress in Gorkha, while Amba Bahadur Sahi has been elected as the President of the party in Kalikot. Similarly, Deepak Kharka has been elected as the party's President in Sankhwa Sabha. Purna Bahadur Tamang won the race for the party President in Ramechhap District, while Mohan Bikram Singh won the President's race in Humla District. Other results will come today as well. Additional 1,030 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while testing 10,874 samples. Likewise, 1,000 corona patients recovered yesterday. Similarly, with the confirmation of 10 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,174. The government of Japan has donated 6 ambulances to Nepal. Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, handed over the ambulances to the Minister of State for Health and Population, Umesh Shrestha, made a function in Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, State Minister Shrestha thanked the government of Japan for its assistance in health sector of Nepal. Similarly, Ambassador Yutaka pledged to provide further assistance to Nepal in future as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14=# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Social media services Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram have come back into operation after an outage that lasted almost 6 hours. All three services are owned by Facebook and could not be accessed over the web or on smartphone apps. Down Detector, which tracks outages, said it was the largest failure it had ever seen with 10.6 million problem reports around the world. The last time Facebook had a disruption of this magnitude was in 2019. The services went down at about 16 hours GMT, with users beginning to gain access to the sites at around 22 hours GMT. Facebook tweeted its apologies to those affected by the outage. Now a sports update. Nepal has defeated Sri Lanka 3-2 in the ongoing SAF championship match. In the game played at the Maldives capital Male yesterday, Suman Lama, Anjan Bista and Ayush Khalan scored a goal each to win the match for Nepal. This is Nepal's second victory. Nepal had defeated the host Maldives in the first match. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses the need for people's easy access to quality health services. Development and Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament directs government to submit reports of under-construction projects in every 3 months. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharka holds separate meetings with Chinese and American ambassadors. And Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp back into operation after 6 hours outage. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.